Every year, sweepers in costume follow the cows that march in the Strolling of the Heifers parade through Brattleboro. The sweepers, of course, are there to shovel up any manure that cows drop along the route. Manure is rich in nutrients and a valuable soil builder, prized by organic farmers and gardeners alike. But cow manure is not the only nutrient-rich waste product that will be collected at this year's parade and agricultural fair. This year, the Rich Earth Institute will be collecting human urine as well. It turns out that we humans produce about 8 pounds of nitrogen and almost 1 pound of phosphorus in our urine each year. That's potential fertilizer, enough to grow about 400 pounds of food per person, or to provide 1,800 calories daily per person per year. The benefits of urine reclamation to improve poor soil and increase food production are obvious. What are less obvious are the substantial benefits that such practices can have in reducing wastewater and water pollution. Americans average 5 flushes a day. 4 dispose only urine. On a yearly basis, that translates to over 4,000 gallons of clean water to transport nitrogen-rich urine into the sewer, where it becomes pollution. Nitrogen and phosphorus are necessary to grow crops, but they change the ecology of our waterways, significantly degrading the environment. Residues from the pharmaceuticals we all swallow also pollute the water we flush, but these drugs biodegrade when added to the filtering ecosystem of soil. Some plants may still absorb traces of these drugs, and the Rich Earth Institute plans to test for drug residues in rigorous scientific field trials. They also plan to test methods of removing these elements from urine before it's used as fertilizer. Generally, however, urine is sterile. The diseases associated with human waste are carried in fecal matter. Nevertheless, the Rich Earth Institute sanitizes the urine they collect. Last year, they tested 2 sanitizing methods, solar pasteurization and long-term storage, both successful. In fact, the Institute's field trials were so successful last year that this year they've been awarded a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to expand the field tests. Even though the practice of collecting urine for agricultural use has been practiced in parts of Europe, Asia, and Africa for years, it's almost unheard of in the U.S. In fact, the Rich Earth Institute in Brattleboro is conducting the first American field trial. But these field trials depend on being able to collect enough urine. Last year, 60 people donated the 600 gallons of urine used in the first trials. This year, the Rich Earth Institute needs 3,000 gallons by July 15th. So, with the help of Best Septic Service out of Westminster, they will be collecting urine at 2 specially marked porta-potties at the Strolling of the Heifers this year. I'll be attending the parade, and I'll be sure to make my deposit of liquid gold.